Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 75, and the Bible verse is from, actually it's a passage, 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 10, and it reads, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our body." And that's 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 10. I always think about this passage because it's one of the ones that I have in my memory. And when I talk about having things in my memory, Bible memory is something that I had to pray for. I had to ask people to pray for that willingness for me to memorize Bible, because it was even after this ministry started. This ministry started in 1999. And we used to have, the only thing we would have is the what we now call the Phone Bridge Bible Study. It was Saturdays, and they were periodic. And we would go for a time, and then we would be off, and then we would start again. And as I had those meetings, I realized that I needed to know the Word. I needed to not just be in the Word, you know, fully, going through the whole Word. I needed to memorize the Word. I needed to do that. And I would try, and it seemed like it would not stick. And so I had to ask people to pray. And this is the power of prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Of course, we have to be humble enough to ask for the prayers. But thank God, you know, because of the name of Jesus being over our prayers, our understanding of what he has done, this is what makes prayer powerful. So I have memorized this Bible verse because it has helped me out so many times. The Bible says that we are hard pressed on every side. The world has this way of crushing me. And it can come very quickly. I don't even know about it. And it usually starts in my mind. It's something that I'm trying to figure out. But one of the things I understand is that God is going to give me the answer. But I have to put the question in his hands and leave it there. It's in the figuring out sometimes that I get into a lot of trouble. This is why I have found that before I do Bible immersion, I get a better return when I actually jot down the things that are going around and around and around in my head and lay them, pray them. Oh Lord, take them from me and help me to focus on your word. Because I need to focus on your word. If I don't focus, if I don't bring my heart to the word of God, then I am not preparing the soil of my acceptance of the word. I was thinking about that this morning in Mark. You know, in Mark, it talked about different soils. It said that, you know, the seed fell on hard ground and the seed fell on rocky soil and the seed fell in thorny places. Well, please, that's me. You know, that sometimes God has this wonderful message for me and that path is hard. Boom. You know, and the seed falls and it's standing right there on the top and the birds come, blip, it's gone. Not there. And then there's the thing, you know, it falls on this rocky soil, dryness that happens, you know, in me. That sometimes I wonder if that's the checklist thing, you know, that I can get into. Dry, dry, dry. Just going through the motions here, and It may pop up, you know, while I'm sitting in quiet time, but by the day's end, you know, it has withered because it has no root. And then the rocky one, oh my word, I'm sorry, the thorny one. The thorny one is bringing it into confusion, trying to do it, a combination. I call it Jesus and. I'm doing Jesus and I'm doing other stuff too. And, you know, doing that combination stuff or, you know, trying to stay in the world and, you know, be in the Word, it doesn't work because the thorns are going to choke it out. And so I need to come to the Lord with that beautiful soil, pure heart, clean hands, that comes when I remember who I am in Him. And so, hard press. Yeah, I get into that word in the morning, usually very hard press. And it doesn't necessarily always have to be something, you know, some tremendous problem going on. It's just the hard pressness of life and trying to, quote unquote, figure it out. But I am not crushed. I can be perplexed, but I'm not in despair. I can feel and actually be in the midst of persecution, but I'm not abandoned. God is always with me. He's always with me. He promises to never leave me, never forsake me. He lives in my heart. He indwells me, and I'm grateful for that. I can even be struck down, fall flat on my face, but I am not destroyed. I can do a Paul. One time in the Gospel, in the New Testament, Paul was stoned. They threw stones at him. They thought they had killed that man. But they had not. The next time they found him, he was out and preaching. And I'm sure bodily he probably looked a mess, bruised and blackened and whatever from their stoning him. But he was doing the word. He was saying the word. And I say that to any of you who feel like you've been through the mill, you know, get that little crumbed up body and just stand up because you belong to the Lord and He'll see you. He'll see you gloriously. And the secret is what they say here. We always carry around in our bodies the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our bodies. I must never forget Calvary. I must never forget Resurrection Sunday. He paid the penalty for my sins, and He overcame death. I never have to die. My body might perish, yes. But my soul has been spoken for, and it lives forever. And so I don't need to run around and shout out, I don't know what I'm going to do. That might be true. I don't know. But guess what? God does know. And I remind the flesh, the world, and the devil that God knows. And I praise the Lord for knowing, even when I don't know. And I can live in peace because I am certain of that love that I have from Him. I am deeply loved. I am highly favored. And this is fanned up in me as I stay in the Word. That's what draws me to the Word. that I know it without fail, I will experience the love of God. If I don't give up, if I stay, He has a wonderful gift. The demon might be fighting so that I can get up before time, but no, I stay there. Because He loves me. And He has taught me how to lay it aside. In that psalm that is in the Digging Deeper, it's also one of my favorite Bible memory, Psalm 131, 1 and 2. My heart is not proud. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me, but I've stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul still within me. So I'm grateful, grateful, grateful for a God who loves me so. The Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, and whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And I pray that you are steadfast in that remembrance, that you are His and He is yours.